Let me thank GBC for the sustained interest you have shown in this particular phenomenon. Let me also thank you for the passion you've handled this matter. Galamsey is an activity that every concerned citizen of Ghana should be worried about. And I'm particularly happy that the Minister for Lands and Natural Resources, including the entire government, you know, is leading the fight against Galamsey in Ghana. And so on far support the actions that the government intends to take. And we hope that their actions will result into some positive development. But for those of us who have had the opportunity of traveling around areas where gold exists, the kind of destruction that you see of the environment is really, really frightening. And I think it's never too late now to take the initiative to stop it. And I wish that people who have come to express concern will also relate Galamsey to the activities of deforestation. Because its minerals are embedded in the soil and in our rivers, and you can only get access to them by first destroying the surface. And destroying the surface, you are destroying the vegetation for agriculture. You are destroying the forest for climate change. And if you go to Eastern Region, Western Region, Central Region, Borno, Ashanti, the level of deforestation by illegal loggers is also very frightening. And the Northern Region is becoming a canker, where complete invasion of the fragile environment in the Northern Region just to harvest this rosewood. So while thinking about Galamsey, let's also combine our actions with that of stopping the illegal loggers, the deforestation that is taking place. Because the two go together. Because at the end of the day, the bottom line is that the environment is destroyed.